can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. And that's, by the way, 3733. You can, of course, bring up anything you want. That is the point of this program. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And JJ.
And Mark.
So, lots to discuss. Gaddafi's dead, apparently. They blew up a convoy. Is that right, Mark?
As I understand it, I mean, the way I heard the story was that he was trying to leave his little town there. And, you know, they had a convoy. I think it was U.S. Predator drones, which I swear Barack Obama said that we were out of this conflict a month ago. And
is that right?
I feel lied to if the U.S.
No,
Predator drones are out there. I mean, if the U.S. has assets in the sky over Libya, and then I guess the French Air Force came in, disabled the convoy, rebels came in and shot the place up. Hmm. Gaddafi was shot, put into an ambulance, and died on the way to whatever passes as a hospital around there.
So what's next for Libya?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like a lot of people pretty happy about somebody being dead. I'm not going to complain about Gaddafi's death in the same way that I complained about Osama bin Laden and Anwar al-Awlaki or whatever his name was.
Well, you know, this upset a lot more people than you think it would. In fact, there's a story on rawstory.com about Donald Trump being upset that Gaddafi was killed before the United States could get to the oil. And part of the quote of his is, he says, "Big deal," he said. "What do we get out of it? They have the oil. The rebels would have given us everything if we had some leader that they knew how to negotiate."
There
so basically, Trump's upset we didn't get to the oil fast enough before the death of Gaddafi. So I think...
use Gaddafi's death as a bargaining chip.
Right, exactly.
It's nice.
I mean, that's...
Age of Empires.
1-855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. I don't know what else there is to say about it. Yet another dead dictator, likely to be replaced by a new dictator, right?
Yeah. The world's going to be such a better place without these guys, right?
Out with the old, in with...
I don't know. I think version, 3.0 for this country? I don't know. The United States has installed a lot of people in various countries. So I think they're getting better with it, though, if you think about it. They've had a lot of time to work on this whole installing a dictator into a country and then, you know, managing the country via that person. So
they just hasn't had a chance to blow up recently.
I think looking at this from like a sports perspective, if I could talk like just a little bit of a sports announcer, it's like the U.S. has a great chance. They got some players in the pen back there warming up. They think they can come out and dictate to all the people in this country what they can do. I think they have a really solid shot with.
Do you think it's working better for them today than it used to in the past? It seems like it's more difficult now.
The guy in Afghanistan hasn't been particularly effective. I mean, it's been one guy in there and his family. And getting in charge and, you know, hands in pockets all over the place.
Yeah, it would seem like it's more difficult now because of the internet and the fact that information can travel so quickly.
I agree.
You know, they install these people and it's easy for people to see through it now.
I'm saying that they're good at doing it, but it's also difficult for it to go unnoticed now with the modern, like, especially as you said, anybody that has a camera phone can just, you know, take pictures of what's going on. If someone's there in the presidential quarters and or whatever's going on, you know, there's ways for this information to get out there. And but at the same time, the United States, you got to hand it to them. They're really good at manipulating and putting things and setting things up in their favor, pretty much.
Manipulation, but I mean that is what politics is trying to manipulate people and get them, you know, reward your friends, punish your enemies. That's what it's all about.
Also, the sleight of hand where, don't pay attention to what we're doing. Pay attention to these dirty immigrants and terrorists. They're the ones that are the problem. It's not what the government's doing to you and bending you over and screwing you over a barrel. But no, it's something over here. Look over at the communists, the drug dealers.
I think
so. They're good with this kind of misdirection as
right.
well.
Right. If a caller out there. Could call in with a rough number of the amount of U.S. dollars that went to Libya during Gaddafi's tenure or whatever.
Oh, man.
That would
be
interesting
lot.
To know. See how much this ball player cost the country.
Yeah, the thing that you will never know, while you can probably figure that number out, if you were to dig around and call whatever right bureaucracies and finally get the right people on the phone, you might be able to actually ascertain that information. But the one thing you'll never know is how that money was spent in Libya.
Right.
You'll never know where, let's say it was $5 billion, probably way more than that, but let's say it was $5 billion. You never
just
know how much of that.
Accounts. Come on.
Yeah, right. You don't know how much of that went to build new houses for Gaddafi or mansions or whatever. there's no way to tell. There's no accountability for it at all.
Exactly.
As soon as it leaves the U.S. government's bank account. So there you go. Gaddafi's dead. Moving on. 1-855-450-FREE. Now, to more local news, and this really shouldn't be news for anybody, but just in case you hadn't noticed, according to the Christian Science Monitor, as published over at CNBC.com, think life is not as good as it used to be, at least in terms of your wallet. You'd be right about that. The standard of living for Americans has fallen longer and more steeply over the past 3 years than at any time since the U.S. government began recording it 5 decades ago. The bottom line is this. The average individual now has $1,315 less in disposable income than he or she did 3 years ago at the onset of the so-called Great Recession, even though the recession ended, which I don't believe, do you?
No, I think it's only gotten worse.
Yeah.
They call it a jobless recovery, and I mean, I don't see how that is.
So they said this. I love it when the news makes this claim that the recession has ended. It doesn't seem to me like that's the case at all. But they go on to point out that you know, this means less money to spend at the spa or the movies, less for vacations, new carpeting in the house, or dinner at a restaurant. In short, it means a less vibrant economy with more Americans spending primarily on necessities. The diminished standard of living, moreover, is squeezing the middle class, whose restlessness and discontent are evident in grassroots movements such as the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street, and who may take out their frustrations on incumbent politicians in next year's election, because they don't really know what else to do. We can kick the bums out and then install a new group of bums, right?
Exactly.
So people are going to be frustrated, and they are frustrated by what's going on out there. And anybody that's paying attention to the price of the grocery store and the gas pump, you know, and looking at their budgets for the month or week or however often they do their budgets, they must be noticing this.
How can they not notice the inflation just in the price of bread alone? If someone goes every week and buys a loaf of bread, they have seen the increase in price. They can't have not noticed.
Indeed. How could they not notice?
Exactly. Now, I saw this Adam Kokesh video, sorry to get on a sort of tangent.
No worries.
He was talking with this guy at a protest, one of the Occupy DC protests, basically. And this gentleman was talking about how inflation was good, and inflation, inflation, could actually solve the problems with the marketplace. And, you know, ignoring the fact, no, inflation doesn't hurt the poor people. That's ridiculous.
Well,
ignoring the fact that bread prices have gone up.
I think he's right.
Alone.
I think that this is absolutely true. That this is the statement
what's true?
That targeted inflation, if used properly, could help certain groups of people, the poor people, could help the economy and that kind of thing. The problem is when you turn over something like the ability to print money to a group of people like the government or their agents, it's essentially like giving a drunk person a gun. I mean, you can do if you had the purest of intentions, but you, with the pure intentions, will never be the person who's in charge of printing this money.
Now, wait, are you saying targeted inflation, meaning like instead of giving a bailout to a bank, you'd give bailouts to poor people?
Well, bailouts don't have anything to do with inflation.
Well, it does in the way that the money is created.
They're printing the money for the bailouts,
right? Expand and contract the money supply in a way that can be beneficial for the economy. There's no doubt about it. The problem is that it's too tempting to expand too quickly. And as a result, you get things like the business cycle.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good thing to mess with the money supply at all. I think that we need to have a free market in money and have different money supplies and have them competing with one another.
I'm not saying that I don't think that that's the preferable situation because I don't trust the people that print the money to either A, be honest and moral, or B, be smart enough to play this particular game. And it's not that I don't think that they may be the smartest people in the world. I'm just saying that...
I don't think games should be played with the laws of economics.
Well,
was whether or not you can benefit society as a whole or targeted groups of people with inflation.
Benefit targeted groups of people, yes, like the banks benefited from the bailouts, but the rest of us got screwed.
Bailouts aren't inflation.
Well,
when they increase the money supply, it is.
Just a clarification, do you mean that print out money, give it to the poor people, and that will benefit that market?
No, I would be, I think that you can slowly expand the, increase that elasticity in the monetary supply, and that could have some positive effects.
I'm still not sure what exactly you mean by that. We'll come back with more, though. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author, John C. Maxwell.
Political philosopher Niccolo Machiavelli wrote, "It's not the titles that honor men, but the men that honor titles." If you want to make the most of your position and honor whatever title you may possess, then you cannot rely on a title to help you lead others. Leadership isn't a right, it's a privilege, something that must be continually earned. We leaders don't deserve our positions. They've been given to us in trust. If you're a leader, don't take anything for granted. Good organizations are built by servant leaders who work very hard every day to keep the organization moving forward toward its vision, not just for their own sake, but for everyone they lead and serve. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can take control of these airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. Show is Free Talk Live, and the number is brought to you by SACL CAI. That number is 1-855-453, 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. and you can enjoy the various features there completely free, like our listening options. You can get tuned in to the show around the clock. Actually, the latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing on our streams, both broadband and dial-up versions, over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll learn about our great radio stations, over 100 of them across the country that take the show at various different times throughout the week, our satellite listening options, the webcam, the listen lines, and more. Go get the details at listen.freetalklive.com. You want to get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, all in the same hotel? Go to the Liberty Forum in 2012. It's going to be an amazing time. It always is. And I'm glad to see that it's coming back. They skipped a year, unfortunately. And 2012 will be the return of the Liberty Forum. It's going to be February 23rd through the 26th. And it's a great chance to get up here to New Hampshire.
Definitely.
And the reason we all moved to New Hampshire was because you're from Wisconsin, JJ,
right.
And Mark and myself are from Florida. The reason we moved here is because of the Free State Project, the idea of bringing liberty-minded people together to achieve more freedom in our lifetime. And I have to say, there was no Liberty Forum before I made the move here. And I never actually went to the Liberty Forum before moving here, and I can't imagine how much more excited I would have been had I actually gone to the Liberty Forum prior to moving here.
Yeah, there's hundreds of people. This is one of the largest liberty-oriented events in the
probably
nation.
Worldwide.
Yeah, well, that's probably true.
In fact, people come from around the world to attend the Liberty Forum. It is just that great of an event, and the best part isn't necessarily to see the the big name speakers.
No, in fact, the Liberty Forum I went to, I've went to one since I've been here, but I didn't even really go to the speakers at all. I just hung out with people I knew. I met new people in the vendor area. I hung out there for a while and just
that's
basically was just a meet and greet for me.
That's what it's about. It's about meeting people and the networking. But there's also panel discussions and speeches and banquet dinners, and you can go out for dinner too if you want. In fact, there's two different tickets that are available. There's the ticket that gets you into everything except the dinners, and then there's the one that actually includes the dinners and the lunches.
Dinners are a pretty good deal, and they're not too bad. But
I agree with you.
What you want?
It's convenient to be able to stay in the hotel the whole time. Plus, it's wintertime, but it's also nice to get out and see some of the other local shops. Like a local pizza shop or something like that, you can go to.
You could lose your parking space too. So there's bad goods and bads to it.
So it's up to you. You can buy whatever ticket you want. You can save 10% by using our discount code, which is FTL2012. The place you go to buy them and learn more about the Liberty Forum is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Our discount code is FTL2012. Get registered sooner rather than later because you don't want to miss out on the early bird pricing. Right now the tickets are as cheap as they're going to be, and they'll only go up in price from here on out. Now, I'm not sure when the next price jump is going to be. Probably going to be several weeks down the line. But go ahead. Get signed up over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and we will see you there because Free Talk Live is always in attendance at the Liberty Forum. We actually usually do our show live from there, so I expect we'll be doing the same thing this time around. Although I've got to get my amplifier back from the Keene Police Department.
Yeah, that sucks. It's still gone, man.
They stole my business equipment from me when they arrested our friend Derek a few weeks back. I'm in the process of working on that, so I've got a little bit of time. Liberty Forum again, February 23rd. 3rd through 26th, don't miss it. So we've been talking about the economy and how it is that, the price of living is going up because, the government's meddling, as they tend to do. In fact, according to a government's numbers, now, of course, you can't really trust the government's numbers. The real numbers are probably much worse, but at least according to the government, the average American, the average individual now has over $1,300 less in disposable income than he or she did 3 years ago.
How are they going to continue that consumeristic sort of, basically, the economy is based on consumerism and debt. That's what it looks like to me anyway. You got Christmas, you got buying houses, you got going to college. I mean, and then buying cars. It's like, that's what it is. It's put yourself in debt and spend money buying stuff, some which you don't really need.
And now it's harder than ever to get out of debt.
And it is. It is this this spiral in that people expect the economy to constantly be growing because they've been just adding a little bit more and a little bit more extra money and a little more M0, a little more M1. And then as that happens, people get on this, the economy's always, the value of my house is always going to increase. Mm. It's a great investment. I should buy four of these.
Oops.
And then what happens? You have the business cycle. It crashes because the people who run these things are incentivized to overdo it, and they know how to make money. They know how. So I mean, this is a power,
because
and
the,
power corrupts.
Because the interest rates are just artificial, basically, due to the fact that the government is playing around with the money supply and usually increasing it. It's and one of the things I was reading about in Murray Rothbard's book for A New Liberty when I was in jail was this thing that they call the business cycle, which is really not a fair name for what it is, because it makes it sound like it's just part of business.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's like the weather patterns. You know, I mean, no, it's not the way.
It places the blame where it doesn't belong, which is on businessmen.
Yeah.
Now, the businessmen do make malinvestments, but the reason they make the malinvestments is because of the meddling on the part of the Federal Reserve and the federal government by increasing the money supply and messing with the interest rates and basically making things look different than they otherwise would to these investors.
The economy gives feedback to businessmen who will still make mistakes, no doubt. Some will make mistakes, no doubt. But it gives bad feedback, which is that money's cheap. You should borrow as much of it as you possibly can, and then things clam up like they did when the housing bubble went. I mean, the whole economy went at that point. Businesses shut down all over the place.
Oh, they're still shutting down.
There they are.
Look around here in our little Keene, New Hampshire. There's a big restaurant that's been open for a number of years, just closed down. I've heard another one's getting ready to close as well. Of course, Borders went out of business nationwide not too long ago. So new businesses are opening, but it certainly doesn't seem that more new businesses are opening than more are closing. Maybe I'm just wrong. I'm wrong about that.
In addition to the interest rates, I think fractional reserve banking also has a hand to play in the fact that the government is allowed corporations to basically print money on their own.
The banks.
Yes, the banks to print money. It's sort of
nine times the amount of deposits?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they get a house. They get someone to buy a house. That house is an asset on their ledger because it's something they own until it's paid off.
Mm-hmm.
That's a deposit. They now can make nine more loans to nine more people for houses. And they only got to hope for, a better than 50% success rate, insure the rest of them, sell them off as securities, and if they fail, collect the insurance money.
It's crazy.
It's a racket like that, but the government has created that.
And you were saying, Mark, that you think there's some wise man out there who can do it better, who can do Keynesian economics better and fiddle around with a money supply?
I'm not sure that I can consider that. There probably is a wise and just man who could do that. The likelihood of that wise and just man in some way or another rising through the ranks and being placed as the head of the Federal Reserve is absolutely the impossibility is nil. It's like a wise and just man becoming president.
So we don't have the right person holding onto the ring of power. That's the issue.
That wasn't the statement.
Well,
I don't believe that somebody should have the ring of power.
I don't believe
I'm saying that make clear what I have said here. I believe it can be done. However, I don't believe it should be done.
Just give him the ring, Frodo. He can do a better job.
Because power corrupts.
Give it to him.
And that the evil people will chase power every time.
So the only way I would accept somebody meddling with the money supply is if we did have competing currencies, then I wouldn't have to buy their currency. I could just go with the guy that doesn't mess around.
That.
All right, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother walk with me. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Take it to my coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Freeze Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want and dial in toll-free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for news updates. Go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever way works best for you to get information. We've got different ones. You can sign up for more than one if you'd like. It's all free over at news.freetalklive.com.
You know, the U.S. dollar is devaluing, and you can see it happening every day. We've just been talking about it here. You know, a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins could be that currency. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world. They're basically cash for the internet. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Again, it's weusecoins.org.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. We'll go to Econ Man, listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello, Econ Man.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much. Hey, I just heard you guys talking about the business cycle.
Yeah.
And I thought that was all really good stuff. And I just wanted to point out that the interest rate that's really established by the Bank of New York through open market operations is basically the biggest cause of the business cycle.
That's my understanding. Now, can you explain how that interest rate is set? I know I've read this in the Murray Rothbard book, but I'd have to read it a few times to really get it.
So basically what happens is that the Federal Reserve buys and sells government bonds on the open market through the Bank of New York.
So that doesn't explain anything for me.
So basically what they do is they control the level of reserves in the banking system, which effectively sets the rate at which banks borrow. So what they do is they keep that rate down at a very low rate, which encourages speculation and unsound investments. So the malinvestments just have to be liquidated because those are the investments that are taken at a very low interest rate.
Now, I remember something from the Rothbard book, like whenever the Federal Reserve cuts a check to a bank, that the bank loves that because it means they can lend out, you know, nine times as much because of the fractional reserve banking thing, right?
Right, right. Well, it's a little different today. Banks can actually get around that through a couple different regulations. So they're really not reserve constrained. They're really capital constrained. So they're constrained by the Basel III capital agreement. So it's really not reserve requirements that impact bank lending. It's more so capital requirements.
So what's the difference between reserve and capital?
So capital is basically equity plus debt capital divided by a ratio of risk-weighted assets.
Gotcha.
So that's really what determines how much banks can lend. So this whole, you know, operation of manipulating interest rates down is not effective because the people implementing it don't actually understand how the banking system is set up.
Wow. Okay. Well, it sounds like you know what you're talking
about. Good stuff.
I wish I understood
it
as well.
Right. Econ Man, anything else you want to share tonight?
So, yeah, that's all I wanted to call in about is that specific point, because what happens is that the government tries to do really stupid things when the government is actually the problem because it kept interest rates down for so long.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate hearing from you. Right. Those interest rates being kept down, this much I understand, is that those interest rates being kept down is what encourages the malinvestment because
sure.
The business owners say, wow, it's like free money. Let's buy all kinds of crap. And then time comes around for the reckoning day and it doesn't all pan out.
It's cheap money, and cheap money causes people to act silly, essentially.
Yep. Excellent.
So 1-855-453.
Think about that. What's that I Want to Be a Rock Star song? You know, he's talking about I want a bathroom that I can
yes.
play baseball in and,
yeah.
you know, the sort of things that he would do if he had all kinds of money. And to some small extent, that's what it's like when somebody isn't paying what the interest rate that is money is in fact worth.
Because otherwise they'd be more cautious in
sure.
what they're doing.
I mean, you know, you're gonna say to yourself, if you're looking at buying a flat screen TV, and it's $1,000, and you're going to buy that on a credit card, and you have, you know, one credit card that, you know, maybe if the credit card has a 3% rate, you're more likely to buy, I guess I should say, you have a credit card that has a 15% rate, but after you're sitting there saying, I don't know, then the sales guy comes up and says, I'll tell you what, we got a program here where we can get it to you for payments
3%.
Over 5 years at 3%.
Mm-hmm.
Wham!
Sold!
Wow. That's what happens.
You're paying $15 a month for 3 years or something. It's crazy.
As people, you know, if the cost of money is artificially low, then that's what happens. Essentially, the guy gave you a break on the cost of the TV set, and you went for it.
Presuming you're the kind of person who buys things that way, and I don't generally do that. If I can't afford something in cash, I'm not going to do it.
Well, nice. I'll tell you, 3% is pretty much less than the real inflationary rate. So if you can get something at 3%, it might be a beneficial way to buy. Now, I think you should have the money for it. No doubt.
I don't think it's fiscally responsible to go and buy stuff
like
that.
You don't believe in debt, period.
Well, I think that can be... It could also be speculation. You're buying this item and speculating that I'm going to be able to pay for this in the future.
Yeah. And then you lose your job.
Speculative.
And then, yeah, you lose your job or you get your car breaks down. You got to spend $1,000 to fix your car. Well, you're not paying for your flat screen anymore.
You're right. It's not that I don't believe in debt, Mark. It's just that I believe you should be very, very cautious with it and try to avoid it at all costs. But, for instance, you know, when I bought a home, I had to go into debt for that. I didn't have the cash up front to buy a home. But when the debt can benefit you directly, like in this case, having a roof to live underneath and not having to pay rent money to a landlord, and instead, you know, paying money into a mortgage that eventually you'll supposedly own. I know it's not real ownership, but you'll have the right to control some level of that property. That makes more sense to me than just going out and buying a new car on credit and buying a big flat screen TV on credit and then having all this debt hanging over you just so you can, you know, watch a movie.
I'm not advocating having a bunch of debt hanging over your head. What I'm saying is if you have to choose between a 3% rate and paying for something in cash, cash, that there are times, and, you know, frankly, most of the time, it might be a good idea to take the 3% loan. And the reason is because the real interest rate is higher than 3%. So therefore, you will be saving money over time by having bought at the 3% rather than using the cash that you have. I think you should keep the cash reserves so that you can pay this off for whatever reason, if that's what needs to be done. If you say miss a payment and the rate jumps up to 18% or something like that, you need to pay that thing off immediately. But that's all I'm telling you. I'm not saying that you should have a bunch of looming debt over your head.
So you're saying that the 3% is better than the what interest rate?
Zero. 3% is better than paying in cash because if the interest, because if you keep the cash and the real interest rate is, say, what they call the shadow interest rate is like 10%, that means that your thing that's worth $1,000 now is going to be worth $900 at the end of the year. Your pile of cash that's $1,000, that's worth $1,000 today, at the end of the year is going
to
be worth
$900. Due to inflation, you're saying.
Due to inflation. So therefore,
okay.
At the end of 5 years, you will be paying money that is worth less for the cash, for a rate that was 5 years.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. It just doesn't feel right.
I've been telling you this for 7 years now, and I've finally gotten it.
You're not
going to
convince me to run up credit card bills.
I've never tried to convince you of that.
No, I mean, for me, it's more like a principle. If I have the cash that I can pay for
that's
something.
That's how I feel.
Yes.
I say you pay for that, and you're done with that obligation.
If you don't want to think about this little math game, then stick with the principle.
I mean, what you're saying,
but let me tell you about a friend of mine and what
hold on. Let me just give you one credit here.
Okay.
I mean, what you're saying actually does make some sense.
It's because it's right.
And it sounds like it's fiscally smart.
So a fiscally smart friend of mine, who, as a matter of fact, a Ph.D. in economics, took out student loans as high as he possibly could all through college at 0%, because student loans are 0% while you're in college.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have 6 months after you get out of college before the rate kicks in. At the end of that 6 months, the money that he had taken out, he had invested. At the end of that 6 months, he took out the investments, paid off his student loans all at 0%, and then had money left over because the investments increased. This is money he never had.
That's pretty smart.
And so he had a bunch of money that was free, bought a business, and intends to sell that business for several million dollars.
Wow. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of these airwaves here. 855-450-3733. I'll stick with JJ's plan.
Totally,
it's a safer way.
Safe
stuff. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in. The toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. And speaking of SACL CAI, if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you should talk to them. The SACL CAI does collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner right there at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. As we continue with you and your thoughts, let's go to Clint. Listening in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Yeah, with regards to what Mark was saying, I understand, you know, what he's saying, that if you have an interest rate at 3% and you have inflation at a higher percent, but the missing part of the equation is you have to do something with your cash in the meantime to make money with it.
You certainly do.
If you have the $1,000, you know, a TV, $1,000, and you have the cash sitting there, if you're not doing something to make money with that $1,000, then you're still out to 3% interest.
Good point, because we were talking about buying a TV, and JJ and I were kind of coming from the position of, well, if you're going to get something like that, it makes more sense to just save up the money and then buy it straight out. And
but you do have the advantage of having the cash liquid. I mean, I guess the one advantage you have, and you're right, caller, you are right. But I guess the one advantage that you have is that you have the cash liquid, and you have the loan. So essentially, you've doubled your cash reserves or whatever.
Yeah, now on a larger scale, you know, a way to do something would be like if you have a home and you have a mortgage payment and you have some money and you're thinking about putting it into the principal and it's a pretty good chunk of change, maybe you can buy another house with it or a down payment on another house and be making money with the money.
Not these days.
Seems like a crazy move to make these days.
Who wants a house right now?
I suppose you can get one at the right price, but
that's about all I had. You know, my dad taught me those that understand interest collect it; those that do not, pay it.
Thanks for the call.
I'd say that's a nice little, statement to remember.
1-855-450-3733. So basically saying that if you were going to go out and buy the TV set and you just held on to the cash, it's not doing you any good to get into that debt if you're just holding on to the cash on the outside of the TV set.
Well, I suppose the one advantage is that you have $1,000 cash that you would have in reserve in case you need it for something.
Which is why I go back to what JJ was saying,
right,
where if I can't afford something, like I want to have five times the cost of something before I can, like, I'm not going to go and buy a big screen TV if all I've got in my bank is $1,000.
Right.
I'm going to do it if there's 10 in the bank.
Here's the rule that I would use, that I use for myself, if I can use it, is that I do not buy goods for personal, you know, personal gratification on credit.
Yeah.
I buy, you know, business things that are going to make me money on credit if I'm going to use credit at all.
That's a more sensible rule. But yeah, even then, definitely, I stay away from that.
Well, it's because you don't understand credit and you're scared to death of it.
No, it's just because I don't like having debt. That's all. I mean, I don't understand
Ian's style of financial.
Yeah. I mean, I take plenty of risks. Okay, I've taken plenty of risks to get where I am today. But I'm just not interested in going on that limb. Whenever I look around at businessmen, I see them failing. And I say to myself, well, if that business is going to fail, because there's no guarantee your business is going to be a success.
Right.
If that business is going to fail, I'd rather be out my money than have to say, oh, crap, now I owe the bank or I owe this investor or I owe somebody else. At least if I've saved up enough money to start my business with my own capital, then it's only me that's on the line. So if it all goes under, then I accepted that. And, you know, okay, I spent $50,000 on this business, but it was all my money. And so if that all goes away, I'm in hock to nobody and I can start again from, you know, square one. That's a good feeling.
It's a philosophy,
yeah.
Okay? And I think it's a sound philosophy. It's certainly worked for you in your life. There's no doubt about it. I'm not going to say that you shouldn't use that philosophy.
Right.
However, I am going to say that there is another way to burn the candle on both ends and
I see what you're saying.
Do better.
You really do have to be like some, you know, financial wizard in order to do
the
things you're talking
about. And disciplined as well, I think. That has to play a big part. Because anybody that has cash they're just holding on to, if they can't hold on to it or invest it, chances are they're probably going to spend it. So.
Right, and you also have to be disciplined to get to the point where we're talking about, JJ, where you know, save the money up to where you're ready to buy. So that takes a lot of discipline to just be able to have the money there and not use it.
Well,
for some people.
Also, it's really easy to keep credit cards out of your wallet. You just don't put them in.
It's, you know, there's value to it. Now, credit cards can be useful. You know, like I said, credit cards have their use, and in this case, it can be easier to collate your expenses at the end of the month. If you're, you know, writing off for your taxes, you can write off.
I have a credit card. I mean, I wouldn't. It's hard to get around without having a credit card, or at least something with a Visa or MasterCard
logo on it.
No, I
think it's smart, but I personally don't. I just don't do that.
1-855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are certainly welcome on, you know, smart money. I'm certainly not. My way is not necessarily the best way. It's just the way that that feels right to me.
It works for you.
Yeah. And the other thing about having debt is the pressure that it puts on.
Sure.
So, for instance, when we started Free Talk Live almost a decade ago, it's been just about nine years at this point, when we started up Free Talk Live, Mark, and we got out of the radio station side of things and I created my own studio, I did that with my savings.
Yes, you did.
And had I gone into debt as a, you know, capital business investment, saying to myself, well, this is my plan. I'm going to go ahead and start this national radio show up. And
this is the thing that I wouldn't want to do, is put together the business plan and try to get, you know, market it around to people so I can get a loan and all this other stuff.
Yeah, because people are paying real close attention to you.
It's their timeline, not yours.
Making those payments. And for me, I never wanted to get into that because you never know what's going to come next. You never know what calamity is going to come your way, something unexpected. Maybe you misinterpreted certain signals. Maybe you made a poor choice of investments, whatever. At least when it's your money that's on the line and no one else's, then you can walk away from it without having anything else go wrong.
Certainly, there are people who can drive really well in any condition and they can take the most hazardous route and whatnot. There are individuals that can do the same with their money. I think it's clear that based on what I'm thinking is that you and I are not individuals that are going to take risks with our money like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're more likely to take risks in other areas of our life, but at the same time, You know, it works. Whatever each person does, hopefully it works out for them, or they have to change things. Or
don't do the same thing over and over again if it's not working, that's for sure. Let's go to Ray, listening in Washington. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, you know, the interest rate is not always really what you read it as. I'm a hard money lender, so I lend, like, Ian, you have a home there. If you actually had that home for a period of time and had paid it off, and maybe you had needed money for some reason, and you didn't really have the best of credit for some—I don't know—for just for any reason, your credit was not up to snuff, and the bank wouldn't give you money. I'd be willing to lend you money if you had the last transaction I made was about a $375,000 transaction. I lent the guy $40,000 at 10%. So you see, I don't really—I'm not that worried about the number because you're going to pay it back. Or you're going to give me your building, one or the other. And I think most of the time people pay it back. But I do that all the time from anywheres. The real interest rate that I lend out is anywhere a low of 6, but mostly between 7 and 10. And let me tell you something else. About 5 years ago, if you understood interest, that one guy was right. Part of that is you'd collect it. About 5 years ago, I had such good credit, and I'm a retired guy, and I had such good credit that credit cards were sending me offers at 0%. So I had enough credit cards to take them up on $100,000. And I took that money down and bought a one-year CD at 5 3/8, I think it was. So I got $5,380, $300 it was, free.
So you took $100,000 out of credit cards, put the money in a bank in a CD, which is guaranteed interest.
Now, usually credit cards don't give cash advances at a
0%. Oh, yes, they did, especially a guy like me.
Okay.
Incredible.
Yeah. No, if you got the kind of credit,
at least here's the deal.
I've never missed a bill in my life, and I've never been late on anything.
Well, I was late for my first credit card payment while I was in jail, I think.
Well, but really, honestly, what you're looking at is when the Fed lends money to the banks, they really control it because if somebody isn't there at the auction to buy the money, the Fed buys it with our money that they print. So they can really hold interest rates. I think the 30-year today was selling about 3.19. So if somebody's not really there, if another country's not there, another citizen's not there, a company, the Fed just buys it up because they own the printing press.
That's essentially their job, is to be the fallback on selling out those bonds, right? Is to be the last buyer of last resort.
Right. When I bought my first house in 79, the interest rate was 10.5%.
Hey, thanks for the call, Ray. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Since we're talking money, Mark, you've got some about 5% increase in federal spending. You'll tell us about it coming up in hour two, which is next. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who said it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.